This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. BRICS nations today reiterated their commitment to strengthening collaboration on environmental protection and sustainable development. A joint ministerial statement adopted on the conclusion of the 12th BRICS Environment Ministers' meeting in New Delhi today said, BRICS nations also reaffirmed their commitment to advancing the full and effective implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, and its Paris Agreement. The countries emphasized that enhanced international cooperation, including availability of finance from developed countries, is essential to enable developing countries to effectively address environmental and climate challenges while advancing sustainable development and poverty eradication. India is chairing BRICS this year with the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The BRICS ministers also expressed their appreciation for India's leadership in advancing the circular economy as an enabler of sustainable development. Earlier speaking at the meeting, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, emphasized that environmental action must remain people-centric, sustainable and responsive to the realities of developing countries.
We draw inspiration from the vision articulated by the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi ji. I quote, "Our goal will be to redefine BRICS as a building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. Just as we brought inclusivity to our G20 presidency and placed the concern of the Global South at the forefront of the agenda. Similarly, during our presidency of BRICS, we will advance in this forum with a people-centric approach and the spirit of humanity first."
India today said that the credibility and robustness of its election machinery are well established globally. Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Ranveer Jaiswal, stated this while briefing media in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Jaiswal was responding to U.S. President Donald Trump's praise for India's election system and his reference to Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar's remarks on the lack of voter identification in U.S. elections. On the massive earthquake in Indonesia, Mr. Jaiswal said that India is deeply saddened by this tragedy. On reports of India receiving energy requests from Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has an ongoing energy cooperation with the neighboring country. On Pakistan's reaction to India's claims over Shehzad Bhatti terror network, the spokesperson said, India takes issue of terrorism very seriously.
Terrorism matters. These are very serious things. We take it very seriously. We want the global community to understand the gravity of such actions. India has been hit hard by terrorism. We have, over the last several years, taken a lot of effort to galvanize global action, strengthen global action to fight terrorism, including cross-border terrorism. And whatever action is required to be taken on that account to defeat the scourge of terrorism, that we will continue to take.
On protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, the MEA spokesperson said, many lives have been lost there and the situation is such that the local population needs and deserves sympathy and solidarity from the international community. The Supreme Court today said it would constitute a high-powered committee comprising retired Apex Court and High Court judges, a former DGP and an ex-CBI director to examine allegations of police excesses against students during recent protests in Delhi and violence against police personnel. A three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant said an order for constituting the committee would be released tomorrow after it receives suggestions from different parties on other members to be included in the panel. Pakistan's Supreme Court today ordered authorities to transfer jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan to Islamabad's Shifa International Hospital for a comprehensive medical examination within the next few days. Local media reported that a three-member bench passed the order while hearing several petitions seeking Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf founder Imran Khan's hospitalization and meeting with his family. And in the BWF Badminton World Championships, Indian women's doubles pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopi Chand have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals in Delhi. The Indian duo outshined US's Lauren Lam and Alison Lee in straight games. Ace shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Unnati Hooda have sailed into the second round of respective singles event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.